Mountain Goats, Rich Harris, yeah, section manager, and I'd like to introduce you to the proposed seasons we have for Mountain Goats. Not a lot of really interesting stuff, but a little bit of changes from last year. This is our map of where we currently hunt mountain goats in the state of Washington, and the red numbers are the numbers that we are proposing for this year. Most of those are identical to the way they've been for the past few years. Briefly, I want to draw your attention to a couple of units of interest. The Olympic Mountain Hunt is one that we started about probably 4 years ago now in anticipation of the large effort to end the population, as it were, on the Olympic Peninsula, figuring that where we have national forest land and goats on that land, that hunters can participate in that. We had initially thought we would have to suspend that hunt because we thought we would be moving goats out of the peninsula in summer 2018. That's been delayed a bit, and so we've reinstituted that hunt for this year. But again, I don't expect that hunt to be around for many more years. But we are proposing to allow that hunter opportunity still for at least one more year. The Natchez Pass area, I will discuss that just a little bit. I mentioned this to you, and you may recall that we actually had the commission pass an emergency regulation in 2017 because a large forest fire closed access to those hunters entirely for the entire duration of the season. That has happened in some situations in the past. In this case, because this was a once-in-a-lifetime situation for those hunters, they were lucky enough to draw the goat hunt, and because they really had no access whatsoever, we made the decision to essentially fold, roll those hunts over to 2018 and provide them the opportunity to hunt with those exact same permits as in 2017. We have now done that. That then brought up the issue, well, what about any new hunts that we would normally provide for Natchez Pass? You'll see the one there that arrow is pointing to. We've had three hunts in that area, three permits, for the past number of years. The population is such that we think it can sustain about three per year. So the issue was, well, should we have three plus three? That would make six. Biologically, six goats taken out in 1 year is not very much different from three taken out 1 year and three the next. So biologically, we think it would have been approximately a wash. But the thought was that six hunters in there all at once was probably too many. So I came to you in March with a proposal that we just have one additional hunter. It was then brought to my attention that I had, in some of the communications with the hunters, indicated that we would not do that we would make that zero, and so that those three hunters would have it all to themselves. And to be honest, with all the communication going on, and it was more work than you'd imagine just making this change, I had forgotten that I had written that to the hunters. So I have received a letter, and maybe some of you have seen it, director has seen it, complaining about the fact that we had said that those three hunters would have it to themselves as opposed to sharing it with one additional hunter. So I am now proposing a slight floor change from what I brought to you in March, that we retain that one additional permit for Natchez Pass, but delay that hunter, the new hunter, until the 10th of October, which would allow 3 weeks for the three existing hunters to have it to themselves and still provide some hunting opportunity for an additional hunter. My proposal is that that's a reasonable compromise between allowing the three hunters what they thought they were going to get, but still providing opportunity when biologically we can, because there's certainly a lot of demand for goat hunts, and when we can biologically provide one, we like to be able to do it. That said, if the commission decides that we're better off going back to what I had said to this one hunter and taking that one hunt out, we can certainly do that as well. The goat population will do fine either way. It's a matter of balancing the hunter opportunity issue. Yeah.
Did that seem to calm people down when you did what you're proposing?
That was actually his proposal.
Oh, okay.
It was going to be mine, but he actually...
Additional
one? No. The additional hunter is not been picked, doesn't yet. Know who is yet. So this additional hunter would, of course, have a shorter season.
Right.
But they would at least know what they were putting in for, because it would be in the pamphlet and then the WAC and say, okay, well, I've only got one chance here. It's a shorter season, but it's still a good long season because it goes all the way to the end of November.
So the fellow that was upset he seems plumb good with this.
I cannot speak for whether he is satisfied. When we were speaking on the phone, his suggestion was, well, I think that was not his preference, but I believe what he said was, if you want to have another hunter in there, at least have them come in later.
Okay.
And I thought that that was a good compromise. It was one I was thinking of myself. So it is something that he considered. Whether he thinks that's the right solution, I can't speak for him.
But that still gives him a pretty good leg up.
Most goat hunters are successful in their first few days of goat hunting if they can get in there. With goat hunting, the issue is usually getting in there and getting out. Hunting the goats themselves is not all that difficult. They don't run away. So a 3-week goat hunting season is less than a 2-month season, but it still provides. And then even if they were to not be successful, there would be that one additional hunter there. But it's not like they would be a big crowd, 4 instead of 3.
Even though the season starts, when does the season start actually?
September
15th.
September 15th.
Do some hunters go in before the season and kind of scout out the area and kind of size up? Okay,
this case, I think these guys had done that already. And then the additional part is that if any of those three hunt with archery equipment, they can legally go in the 1st of September. And my proposal would be that on this new single permit for 2018, that regardless of whether that person has archery hunting equipment or not, they still have to wait until October 10th. So, yeah, but most goat hunters use rifles, but there are some who hunt with archery and can go early.
Thank you.
Yeah. The other change we are proposing this year is having to do with some additional fine scale tuning of our goat units, and I got together with all of our biologists, and we looked real hard at where all the harvest was coming from, where the access to mountain goat units is. Mountain goats are pretty sensitive to harvest, but what sometimes happens is that a unit would be large, and there might be 100 different 200 goats there, but you can really only get access to part of that because it's of where the roads and the trails are. So we went through an exercise of looking at that, and the one place that showed up as possibly being a problem there was the Goat Rocks unit, which is otherwise doing quite well. But it does turn out that almost all the hunting has come from the west side of it and not the east side. So we are proposing to split that into two units. The total would be 5 permits, just as it's been for the past few years. 2 of them would be in the new west portion of the Goat Rocks and 3 in the east. And so for the 3 who elect to put in for that eastern unit, they have a bit more of a challenge to get there. There still are roads and trails, but it's longer hike in and out. But we do think that long-term, that would distribute the harvest more equitably, and so we're not just mining one part of the population and letting the other part off without any harvest at all. And then finally, the gender identification stuff that we talked about in March, we acknowledge that it can be very difficult. We don't think it's wise to prohibit harvest of nannies, because even a good, honest hunter can make a mistake. We do want to do everything we can to minimize that. So we've been sending out to our permit holders information in the form of a video and a booklet and a laminated card, and we propose now to add this online tool. And I mentioned to you, I believe, this in March, and here's the wording. Rather than making it a test, which you can take as many times as you want until you pass, we will call it a training. And you still have to go through the same exercise, but you don't have to pass. But you still have gotten the education. And that was the point all along, was not to penalize or to be punitive, but to make sure that here's another thing that not only are we giving it to you, but we're making sure you actually look at it before you can go ahead and take your get your permit. So that is, we think, a less onerous sounding and perhaps more defensible way that still gets us the education that we're interested in getting.
Smart move. Yeah.
Back up. Which
goes
which?
Oh, you want to?
There you go.
Okay. Do you want me to give you the answers?
Yeah.
The one on the left, the A, is a Billy.
Okay.
And the one on the right is a Nanny. And But hunters rarely get this good of a view. So and I will tell you that I think I know this pretty well, and yet I myself have been in the field, and it really had to take a long time sometimes
to
be.
How can you tell?
Look at those.
Look at the base of his horns.
The horn shape is a little bit different. The Billy's horns are thicker, particularly toward the base. They curve a little bit differently. But what we tell hunters, if you really want to know for sure, and if you don't have a really good view of the horns, wait for them to urinate. Yeah. Because that is the gold standard. They, like all ungulates, they urinate in different positions. And if you, and besides, that means you're taking your time. With goats, most of the time you have time. The animals are usually not running away from you. You've taken a long time to get up there into their habitat. Taking an extra half hour is probably doable in most cases. And a lot of our really serious hunters do exactly that. They want to be really sure. So that's what we advise.
How about a northbound of a southbound goat? Does that work? I've been told that. That was why I asked.
I better leave that one alone.
So that's the only visible right there, the base.
Well, if you are able to actually see genitalia.
No, yeah, I'm just looking at those two pictures. That would be the only thing, the base.
There are, in a particularly old, mature billy, sometimes the shape of the of the maxilla, the nose is a little bit different, but boy, that's really subtle. I wouldn't depend on that very much. Billies are most often alone. We tell hunters if there's kids around, well, you're probably looking at females. But no, the horn stuff can be quite accurate if you get a really good view. But if it's a far shot or if it's hidden by vegetation, we say that's one of the things in the test. The test actually has some questions, which the answer is too difficult to tell, so don't assume, and that's part of the education as well. Sorry, did I call it a test? The training.
Yeah, one good rule of thumb is that the base of the horn is bigger than the eye, it's likely a male.
But among species that we commonly hunt, among the species, goats are by far the most difficult to identify by gender. They are very similar, and so don't be surprised that you don't. If it's something you haven't dealt with, you're not alone.
Interesting. Canada goose.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's all I have on mountain goats.
I feel like I was trained, not tested. Any other questions? No. Okay.
I move to amend WAC 220-415-130 as presented.
The motion's been made. We have a second.
Mr. Baker,
second. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Motion carries. So